Well, let's begin the tour here at the sleeping huts, which are in the far northeast corner of the reservation. There are four huts, two for boys and two for girls, and the beds are quite comfortable. We usually go to bed quite early here, and then we get up early in the morning to begin the day's activities. Anyway, if we go along this path here, we get to the dining hall, which is where you'll have breakfast, lunch and dinner. And there's always plenty of fruit here if you get hungry between meals. As you can see, the swimming pool is just here between the sleeping huts and the dining hall, though it's closed for an hour after each meal. As you know, it's not a good idea to go swimming straight after eating. The only other building north of the river is the boat shed, where we keep the canoes and the speedboats. Here's the boat shed, just between the river and the sleeping huts. We have to keep it locked. You'll only have access to these sheds when one of the teachers accompanies you. It's valuable equipment, and we have to keep it locked up, I'm afraid. Okay, let's go across the river now. We'll use this bridge here at the western end of the reserve. There is another bridge at the far eastern end to save you walking all the way back here. Now here you can see, just over the other side of the bridge, we have the football field, and just to the east of the football field, you can see the tennis courts. You can get equipment for these sports from the little shed just south of the football field. We've just bought new tennis rackets, so do try to take care of them. Please put them back in the shed and never, never leave them out in the sun or the rain. Every couple of days we'll organise a football match or a tennis tournament, but you're free to practice here between times. Well, the last important building here to the south of the river is the stables complex, where the horses are kept. We'll walk over there now. The stables are right in the southern part of the reservation, just west of the woods.